Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Breaking Free from Your Comfort Zone, A Guide to Personal Growth. We all crave comfort. It's human nature to stick with what we know, routines, familiar people, predictable outcomes. These familiar patterns provide a sense of control and reduce uncertainty. But what if that very comfort is quietly holding you back from experiencing your full potential? Imagine a bird that never leaves its nest, safe from storms, but also never discovering how high it can soar. That comfort, while protective, can also become a cage. Real growth, transformation, and fulfillment often lie just beyond the edges of that comfort. What is the comfort zone? Your comfort zone is a mental space where your activities and behaviors fit a pattern that minimizes stress, risk, and anxiety. It feels secure, predictable, and easy. But staying there too long leads to stagnation, not progress. When life feels a little too safe or monotonous, chances are you've set up permanent residence in your comfort zone. If you're unsure whether you've grown too comfortable in your routine, consider these telltale signs that you may be stuck in your comfort zone. Avoiding new challenges or opportunities, even ones that excite you. Procrastinating on goals that require effort, learning, or risk. Feeling unmotivated or unfulfilled, despite everything appearing fine. Experiencing restlessness or boredom without knowing why. This zone isn't inherently bad. In fact, it's necessary for rest, reflection, and recovery. But when it becomes your default mode, it quietly limits your potential. Beyond comfort, the growth zone. Growth doesn't happen by accident. It happens when we stretch ourselves deliberately and consistently. Between the comfort zone and the growth zone lead two crucial stages. Fear zone. This is where doubts surface. You worry about failure, rejection, or criticism. You may feel stuck or intimidated by the unknown. Learning zone. You begin to gather new knowledge, develop skills, and gain experience. It's uncomfortable but empowering. Pushing through these zones eventually leads to the growth zone, where you build self-confidence and self-trust. You unlock untapped potential and creativity. You gain clarity, purpose, and new opportunities. Many people never reach the growth zone, not because they can't, but because they retreat the moment they feel discomfort. True transformation lives on the other side of temporary unease. Why it's hard to leave your comfort zone? Let's be honest, it's uncomfortable. And that's the point. Change often triggers internal resistance. Your brain is wired to seek safety and avoid risk. So what's really stopping us? Fear of failure. What if I mess up or embarrass myself? Self-doubt. I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. Social pressure. What will people say if I try and fail? Perfectionism. Waiting for ideal conditions before taking action. These mental roadblocks feel legitimate but are often exaggerated stories we tell ourselves. For example, you might think, I always mess up presentations, based on one bad experience years ago. Catching these patterns often involves reflecting on the evidence, or lack thereof, behind the fear. Recognizing them is the first step to moving past them. How to step out of your comfort zone, without burning out. Here's how to break free, one intentional step at a time. Start small. Begin with manageable discomforts. Take a different route to work, introduce yourself to someone new, or volunteer for a task outside your usual scope. These micro-risks build resilience and confidence. Set a stretch goal. Choose a goal that pushes your boundaries just enough to challenge you. The best goals sit in the sweet spot between comfort and panic. Embrace the discomfort. Recognize that discomfort is a natural and necessary part of growth. It's not a signal to stop. It's a sign you're evolving. Find accountability. Share your goals with someone who can offer encouragement and honest feedback. Accountability increases follow-through and makes the journey less lonely. Celebrate progress, not just results. Don't wait for the final outcome to feel proud. Celebrate the fact that you tried, that you showed up, and that you grew in the process. As author Brené Brown says, vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. Even imperfect steps forward deserve recognition. They are proof that you're doing the work. Reflect often. Pause regularly to review your journey. What did you learn? What would you do differently? Reflection turns experience into wisdom. Shift your mindset. Growth over fear. The most powerful change is internal. Cultivating a growth mindset, the belief that your abilities can develop through effort, shifts how you interpret challenges. See failures as feedback, not a reflection of your worth. Use affirmations and mental rehearsal to replace doubt with belief. Visualize success through the discomfort. Mental imagery activates similar brain areas as real action. When you change your inner narrative, you change your outer reality. Sustain the momentum. Personal growth is a journey, not a one-time leap. To stay on course, journal regularly. To track insights and emotional shifts, measure small wins. To reinforce progress, balance effort with recovery. Your nervous system needs rest to stay resilient. Continue expanding your edge gradually. Don't revert just because things get hard. Momentum is built through repetition. The more often you step out, the easier it becomes to keep going. This ties back to the power of starting small. Those tiny steps you take daily are what lay the groundwork for bigger, bolder moves later. Over time, they compound into confidence and capability. Final thoughts. You don't need to leap off a cliff to break free from your comfort zone. A single step in a new direction is enough to start the shift. Growth is a series of small, courageous choices. Ask yourself today, what's one small action I can take that challenges me to grow? And what's the cost of staying where I am? Remember, real growth happens just outside your comfort zone. Go meet it. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please, subscribe and follow. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.